and welcome to our program. We begin a new series today concerning the headline news and the book of Revelation. Stay tuned. I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I was only 12 years old, and I got immediately interested in the Word of God. As I began to study the Bible hour after hour as a young teenager, I became tremendously interested in the fact that the Bible says that Jesus is coming back again. I used to take clippings out of the newspaper and keep them that were giving proof that Jesus was coming back, but however, it got to be such a thing that it was happening, so many prophecies were being fulfilled that you just couldn't keep the clippings anymore. There wasn't enough room. Well, they're happening greater and faster now than ever before. If we consider the fact that Israel became a nation in 1948, and many of the Bible prophecies that we have could not take place until Israel had become a nation again. And it was 2,000 years that Israel wandered, and the Bible, of course, prophesied that that would happen. As we look on the scene today, we see the rise of Russia to the status of a world power. We see the activities that are going on in the Middle East, the awakening of China, the sudden influence of the Muslims, the resurgence of militant Islam. We see the political and moral bankruptcy of the nations today. We see the constant threat of nuclear war and the rising tides of lawlessness in society, the apostasy that is flooding into our churches, the emergence of the drug culture, the revival of occult activities in recent days, the staggering strides being made in science and technology, the trend toward a one-world political system, and the trend toward a one-world religious system. All of these things are prophesied in the Bible. We will be looking at today's headline news examined in the light of the Scriptures. The hymn writer has written, "Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall see. But oh, the joy when I awake within the palace of the King. And then we shall see him face to face. It might be soon.
Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall see. But oh, the joy when I awake within the palace of the King, and I shall see United West. My blessed Lord will say, well done, and I shall enter into rest, and I shall see.
From the book of Revelation, chapter number 1, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion for ever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice which spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass as they burn in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars, are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the opportunities that we have as Christians today. And thank you for this book, the Book of Revelation. We pray as we begin to study it that we'll not only get into the Book of Revelation, but we'll let the book get into us. Give us direction, give us wisdom, and help us to realize that if we just study this as a history lesson, it won't be of much value. We need to study it in the light of what are you trying to teach me today, in the light of what is going on in the world today. What are my responsibilities? What will you have me do? And how will you have me do it? May that be our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are not going to hurry through this series, but we are going to take it verse by verse and see what the Word of God has to say for us here today. We read in verse number 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Now, first of all, it's called the revelation. There is no S in the end of the word revelation. And many times we hear people talk about the book of Revelations. It isn't the book of Revelation. It is the singular revelation of Jesus Christ. He is the person that is in focus in this book from the beginning to the end. We find his name here in Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 1, and we also find his name in Revelation 22 and 21, the last verse of the book, and we find it all the way through the book. The revelation of Jesus Christ, and the purpose here is to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And so we see as we begin immediately that the focus in verse number 1 is on Jesus Christ. And then in verse number 2, the focus says that John bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. And so the word of God, the Bible says the word, thy word is truth. The Bible says buy the truth and sell it not. We're dealing here with the Word of God. The phrase, the Word, is found in the book of Revelation 7 times. In verse number 3, we read, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And there's a special blessing promised for anybody who would read this book. Now, the devil would have us shy away from it. He would tell us he can't understand it. It's too confusing. It's a bunch of symbols and so on. Actually, it's not hard to understand at all. But we see here, and we'll see that as we go through, but we see God says, blessed is he that readeth it. Now, that word blessed is in the book of Revelation 7 times. There's a lot of things in the book of Revelation 7 times. Blessed is he that readeth, number one. Just read it and you'll get a blessing. However, it says, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep the things which are written herein. So we not only need to read it, we need to hear it. Well, are we listening to the words of God? And then we need to keep it. That word has been translated, observe it 4 times, to guard it, to live by it, as we said, not only for us to get into the Word of God, but the Word of God to get into us. Keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And so we have a specific promise, and he refers here to a specific period of time. He says the time is at hand. Back in Luke chapter 21, verse number 24, Jesus said, referring to Israel, they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And so we're going to be looking at that as we go through this study, exactly what is the times of the Gentiles. But we're now at the age where we have been through seven of these churches, seven distinct periods of time, and we're now at the end one, which is the Laodicean church. And we'll see that the next thing on God's program is the rapture of the Christians, and then we will have the tribulation period. But things began to really unfold when the nation of Israel was formed. After 2,000 years of Israel being trodden down in all nations, on May the 14th, 1948, the state of Israel was born. And let me read the verse again. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And so in verse number 4, John begins to do what the Lord told him to do. We read John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne. Now he begins here with a very positive focus. He is living on the Isle of Patmos. He has been persecuted beyond measure. He has been boiled in oil for his testimony. And now he has been put on the Isle of Patmos. They're trying to get rid of him. And he has given his life for the cause. He said, I'm here for the word's sake. But he starts out writing to Christians who are also facing major persecution at that time. And he starts with this very positive focus. He says, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come. Now, we need to understand that today. We're living in this very uncertain days, and we're wondering what is going on, what is happening. What we need to do is simply trust in the Lord. And grace here, that means simply the desire and the ability to do God's will. That be unto you, and peace. The Bible talks about peace that passes understanding. Now, in verse number 4 here, Revelation chapter 1, it talks about peace from him, peace from God for the Christian. Well, if you get into this book, it's anything but peace. It's war. It's wrath without mixture. And we read in Revelation 6 and verse number 4, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth. Well, while the earth is in turmoil and the earth is going through all its anxiety, God says to us as Christians, I've got some peace for you, peace that passes understanding. And I've got some grace. Now, Revelation 22:21 says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So he starts out here at the beginning and he says, grace be unto you. He ends this book with a focus on the Christian saying, grace be unto you. Philippians 4:7 says, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, we'll begin our next program. We'll look at verse number 5. Be sure and tune in.
Living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and pathway of blessing for me. Oh, Jesus, Lord and Savior, I give myself to thee, for thou in thine atonement didst give thyself for me. I own no other master, my heart shall be thy throne. My life I give henceforth to live, O Christ, for thee. Sin and disgrace, such love constrains me to answer his call. Follow his leading and give him my forced to live. Oh.